at Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can send us a message like Tara did. Toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, will you tell me if you think this is a deal breaker?
Okay.
My boyfriend and I just made our relationship official after just 1 month of knowing each other.
All right.
Since I've known him, he's always claimed to be an artist when it comes to how he makes his living. Well, I just found out that he's worked at Subway this whole time and claims to be a sandwich artist.
Okay.
I asked him why he lied about where he worked because I assumed he was some professional type of artist.
Mm.
He got defensive and said, I am an artist. I'm a sandwich artist. What, is Subway not good enough for you?
Right.
So I laughed, didn't know what to say, and I left. I wouldn't end the relationship because he works at Subway, but I would if he's a liar and an oversensitive jerk. Was I offensive? Thanks for any input.
I think you need to just look past that. I think he's not a liar. I think
he was
just saying, I'm an artist. You know, there's a difference between like lying and just, I don't know. Okay. As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all right, well, maybe it was a small white lie where
he was kind of lying by omission.
Right. He's making her think something that he's not.
Right.
To make himself look more appealing, maybe. I don't know. Like, there's a reason they're called starving artists. Like, artists don't make a lot of money. So, you know, maybe his gig at Subway is a lot better than that. So
it's and helping to finance his real art. That's the question.
Right.
Did she find out, does he actually do real art? Like painting, stuff like that, sculpting? Doesn't sound like that.
But either way,
he's got a job.
Right. Is that bad?
Yeah. I think if he starts to show tendencies to lie either by omission or just flat out lie about other things, that's an issue.
I mean, Bethany texts in, nothing about money or job prestige, but dude seems like he has an ego issue. That could be a problem down the road. Be cautious. I don't know. Like, we weren't there. We didn't hear how he was saying it. You know, he could have said, you know, I am an artist, a sandwich artist. What, Subway's not good enough for you? I mean, like, he could have been like joking when he said it and like tongue in cheek saying it. We don't know. I don't know. I think
I don't know if this is a deal breaker.
Exactly. I think you and I both are on the same page with this, where not a deal breaker, move on, let something else be a deal breaker, but not this.
But hey, at the same time, just say, listen, just, you know, be honest, because, you know, maybe put yourself in my shoes when you say you're an artist. I think people have a general idea of what that is. You automatically think of someone who paints or creates, you know, works of art that would go in a gallery. So if you work at Subway, that's good. Say that.
I think if she comes back and starts saying all that, he's going to be like, yo, you are still on this? And
if he brings it up again.
Yeah.
Because, it sounds like I don't know if they've talked since she left. So mm-hmm. That's kind of up in the air. Like, have they spoken since?
All right. Well,
and if they haven't, then maybe clear the air with that.
Yeah. Tara, I think you just need to move on. That's my thought. Not a deal breaker, and figure out, you guys are new to dating, so there's going to be plenty of other things you're learning about him. You know?
Yeah. You're still discovering things about each other,
and he about you also. So
yes. So just, you know, moving forward, just try to say that you'd love, you know, full transparency about everything. You really want to get to know each other. And there you go.
All right.
Tara, and ask him to make you a sandwich. Because he's really good at it. He's an artist.
He is.
Right? Hey. I'm enjoying the sausage.
Stop it. I knew you were reaching for that button. Stop it.
I didn't just have it at my fingertips. I need to get that button more into my fingertips.
No, you don't. You don't need to get it more user-friendly, more handy. Right. No, we don't need that. We don't need that.
All right, good
luck.
Did
you put yourself on a nom-nom button?
I haven't yet, no.
You need to.
All right, well, maybe I'll get around to that. All right, thank you, Tara.